Welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. It happens to be Sunday. So if it's Sunday, that rare day I record a sermon. Oh, my God. Sam, no way. Hold on. Check. Rewind. Do I have the right show? Is this the right podcast? The Every Day is Saturday Motivational Inspirational Success Show. The longest running motivational podcast on the planet. This guy going to preach? It's my platform, man. I love the Lord. And on Sundays, I give praise to God for all the blessings he's given to me. And I want to share that with you to inspire you. Do you need to be a Christian to listen to this? No. Actually, it'd be better. Not better, but certainly welcome all faiths to listen to this. I say better only because I don't think I'm any better than you. I believe Jesus Christ lives inside of me and inside of you. When he died, we're coming up on Easter next weekend. Today happens to be Palm Sunday in my old Catholic faith. But next week is Easter, and Jesus left the Holy Spirit to live inside of all of us. And man, I'm telling you, I feel that power. And I want to share that with you today just for a few minutes. I'm not here to convert you. If you want to accept the Lord today as a result of this show, let me know. Send me an email. I think that would actually make my year. That would be more than any amount of money I could ever earn in my entire life. But I'm very bold with my faith, and I want to share this with you because I believe all of our blessings come from the Lord. And don't worry, the show will be back to the entrepreneurial me screaming about success tomorrow for the next 6 days. But today, it really is an opportunity for me to just share with you my heart and what's on my heart. And I do believe all the blessings that I've had come directly from the Lord. And all the power I feel to do this show comes from his spirit that lives inside of me. And it's wild. I did a Facebook Live with my buddy Gabe Strong 2 days ago. Gabe's been a friend of mine for the better part of probably the last 8 to 10 years or so. We met online. He interviewed me just randomly, found the Everyday Saturday show or found me on Facebook or something. We did a Skype interview. And since then, we've stayed in touch and we've actually grown to be very good friends. I've spoken at Gabe's last two events, his seller summit that he does for Amazon and eBay type stuff. And I was the MC at both of those a couple years in a row. And we've just stayed in touch and we both share a love for the Lord. And we talked last week. And every time we talk about God. We don't talk about business. We try to talk about business, but it ultimately always comes back to our faith. And I said, hey, man, let's do a Facebook Live. Rattle the cages, man. Let's do it Friday. This was last Wednesday. He goes, oh, man, of all my friends, I never in a million years would have suspected Sam Crowley would be the one out there so bold in his faith and sharing the good news. And I said, Gabe, I'm going to be 50 this year, and I always say this on the show, so this is no different. We're going to be dead. I mean, it's easy to witness when you're on your deathbed. It's easy to call out for God when it's one of your last breaths. It's not so easy to do when you're healthy and you're thriving, or maybe you're not thriving, but you're still standing upright. And it's not so easy to be bold in your faith because that's when you're going to get the arrows. But I want to let people know that everything I have is not because of me, okay? This life that I've been able to create is a creation from God himself, and it is for you as well. Let me take you back to 2006 when things weren't so bright and cheery in my life, and I remember running around where I used to live, our old neighborhood, these $400,000 or $500,000 houses. I'd go for a run. And I had an iPod. Remember the iPod? I actually was the iPod Nano. Remember the iPod Nano? It's about as big as, like a piece of lipstick case or something. It's really small. It goes in the armband, and I would run with it. And I didn't even, there was no iTunes, so I would download MP3s off the internet. I think illegally, actually. What was the name of that? Napster. Yeah, the old Napster. Oh, I'm a sinner. I was downloading, pirating music back in the day illegally. What I actually did is I took a lot of my old CDs and I converted them to MP3s, and then I downloaded them to the iPod Nano, and holy cow, that took a long time. I remember doing that like an entire weekend, just downloading CDs to MP3s, and I would run around the neighborhood. I'd just go for a jog, and I would listen to songs, and then I would download a couple of sermons that I got off the internet as well. And I remember just listening to the words of these sermons of these pastors that were speaking to me. And Joel Osteen was a big influence in my life at that time as well. I read his book called Your Best Life Now, and I would download his sermons as well. And I remember just allowing the word to come through me, thinking, good times are ahead. You know, not perfect times. Perfect times are not coming your way. I don't want to burst your bubble, but life and has an incredible amount of challenges. And God never said that you would be able to go through life every single day without any challenges. But he said he would never leave you. And in my darkest days, even back then in 2006, when I was smack dab in the middle of a bankruptcy and I didn't know how I was going to pull myself out, that's when I said, I can't pull myself out. The only person that I can lean on is the most powerful, almighty God, and that he will see this through. I don't know what it's going to look like. I mean, I have no idea. And what I would say to God is just get me through this morning. Just get me through this run. Keep me going, all right, on this run. And metaphorically speaking, I've been on that run ever since, man. I've been on that long journey of never giving up, just always relying on God. Just, God, get me through today, man. Just get me through today. And that's not playing small, just to say get me through. It's saying get me through and bring me out even better. How do you come out from a bankruptcy even better? And I did. I remember in June of 2006, looking back, thinking, wow. I remember filing for bankruptcy in October 2005, and it was the lowest point of my life. I've shared it on the show 1,000 times. It really is my testimony to thinking that everything was about me and then having my ego completely stripped. It was like I was brought down into the town square. And this is my thinking. It wasn't true. Nobody gives a crap about, you know, problems you're going through from a perspective of they're mocking you or making fun. I always thought that was because I was so into myself. I was so into this image and this title I had at work. And when it got all stripped of me, I'm like, wow, it feels like I've been brought into the town square, stripped of everything, standing there naked, and everybody's laughing at me and throwing rocks at me. When in fact, God was with me the entire time, humbling me. Maybe that's happening to you right now. Maybe you're being humbled. Maybe you're in a season of your life where you feel very humbled. And that's good. That's good, because you're going to rely on that time when things turn around, and they will. God will bring you out of that season better than you ever thought. It's not going to look like you think it's going to look like. It's going to look different, because God's vision, God laughs at your plans are so small. You think, oh, I've got these big plans, and God's laughing. If you even used 1/10 of the Holy Spirit that's inside of you, you would absolutely crush it. Why play so small? God has big, big, big plans for you. And when we went through our challenge with Susan, born at 1 pound and her being the NICU, I had the experience of that, what seemed then so big. But then fast forward 8 years in 2014 when Susan was born, that's when you really need to rely on the Word of God. That's when you really need to call on His power and have Him work miracles through the hands of surgeons, through the hands of nurses, through the hands of all of these people that were watching over Susan 24/7. When you have nowhere to go, that's when you turn to God. And that is the experience. That's those faith muscles that you build. And that's what I've been able to do over the past 10 to 15 years is really build my faith muscles. Because as you know, a faith that is never tested cannot be trusted. File that one away. Because if you're going through a tough time, that's the faith muscle that's being built. I talked about the adversity muscle last week from an entrepreneurial perspective. But boy, giving all the glory to God and saying, God, just take this. Just take this. I will obey. I will listen for you. I will watch and listen for people who are speaking your words to me. Don't ever discount the power of God's words coming through a third party as well. Your friends, people like myself, we're trying to speak to you using God's words. Like God is using me right now and using this podcast to speak to you, to empower you and to inspire you to keep going through this season of your life. And to understand when you rely on God's word and you understand the power of the Holy Spirit that's inside of you, man, there is nothing you can't do. And that's the way I feel. That's how I feel the power, you know? And when I was in that quote-unquote funk a couple of weeks ago, I bet there's 3 billion people on the planet who would love to have that funk, who would love to have those seeming just minimal problems, you know? I had my health, bank account is healthy. I just was in a funk creatively. You know how many people would love to have that funk? If they heard that podcast, they're probably laughing, thinking, Sam, you have no idea. And they're right. They're right. I have no idea. That's why I wasn't trying to make a big deal about it. And that's why I, at that time as well, said, God, get me out of this funk. You know, who did I turn to? Did I turn to a Facebook group? Did I turn to an ad? Did I get on a webinar? No. I turned to God and understood that the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. And inside of me and the power man that can bring you out is like no other. So as I think back of running around that neighborhood in 2006, I was so broke, but I wasn't broken. And you might be broke right now, maybe not even financially. Maybe you're going through a divorce. Maybe you got a health scare. Maybe it is, you know, a little bit too much of the month at the end of the money. And finances are looking a little less desirable than they had in the past. You may be broke, but understand, my friend, you are not broken. You are never broken. For as long as you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, you are never, ever broken. And that's the message I want to get to you today on this Sunday, March 25th, 2018. It's my way of giving back all that God has given to me in the form of this powerful voice that I can use now to glorify Him and all of His blessings. It's one day a week. It's the Everyday is Saturday sermon. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you have an opportunity today, reach out. Reach out to anybody. Be a source of encouragement to somebody else. Regardless of where you are personally, that's the best way I know to get yourself out of that spiritual funk is to help somebody out, even if it's just a note of encouragement. Okay? Do that. And I'll see you back here on the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.